This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, Steph, you take it away. Get back on the court tonight. Let's go. Got a game to play, best shooter of all time.
There's some people out there thinking he should just take today off, too, because they feel like after what happened on Tuesday, Warriors got this game no problem,
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, the NBA, just show up, just roll the ball out. That's how it works,
no
right?
No R.J. Barrett, and the Raptors are trying to lose.
No R.J. Barrett. Yeah, yes, and they will. They'll get their wish tonight, I'm quite confident. Grandy is in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs. We're live at Splash, the beautiful sports bar right outside Chase Center. Getting ready for Warriors tonight and watching all the college hoops game. And now we've got to take our time out to bring on to the River Islands guest line a good old friend of mine. His name's Rob Parker from Fox Sports Radio. And I just want to know, Rob, is this a bit? Do you miss us? Do you purposefully say things that you know are going to get us to call you because you miss coming on my show? Is that why you're taking shots at Steph Curry yet again?
Mark and Mark, thanks for having me on. And you know I don't operate that way. I'm just telling it like I see it. And I figured I'd be getting a phone call from San Francisco any day now.
Yeah. Why don't you start by summarizing for our audience the ridiculous thing that you said this week about Steph Curry?
It's not ridiculous. My point is real simple. If you're going to call somebody the greatest shooter of all time, you would expect the guy to be able to make some big shots in big moments. And when it comes to big moments, and I don't want to hear about, oh, well, that's clutch. If you're going to call somebody the greatest shooter of all time, that includes making some big shots. I got numbers for you. These are facts, not feelings. Okay? With 50 seconds or less to go with a chance to put his team ahead, Steph Curry is 0 for 14 in playoff games. How about this? In the final minute of games and playoff games, 2 for 17 in those situations. How about in the final 2 minutes? 3 for 25. The final 3 minutes, 6 for 32. The final 4 minutes, 8 for 35. The final 5 minutes, 13 for 49. I can go on and on and on, and nobody can give me that big shot that he's made in a clutch situation. So if I'm going to call somebody the greatest shooter, not the greatest three-point shooter or maker or making the most threes, the greatest shooter of all time, I have to be able to give him the ball to make a big shot for me, and he hasn't done that his entire career. Simple.
Rob, we can find statistics that back up whatever point we want to make, but, I mean, you can't tell
no,
me that's...
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't.
Can.
You cannot find stats that tell me that Barry Bonds wasn't the greatest home run hitter. You can't give me those stats.
Barry Bonds was a joke in the playoffs until he roided himself up and got to the Angels in 2002, and that's coming from one of his biggest fans. Rob, come on. Come on. How'd the four rings happen?
What do you mean? Kevin Durant showed up. Oh, two of the rings.
Yeah. And what happened before that?
And what? Kevin Durant came to San Francisco and took Steph's team and his lunch money. Kevin Durant...
What happened 3 years ago, Rob? What happened? Who's won a ring?
What do you mean, what happened? He finally got one. I got it. Okay. Finally it happened for him. Hey, let me go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph made all those threes. He was so big and clutch. Okay, here's another one. Only one of those threes he made was considered clutch. All the rest were...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Not clutch, and this is not Robopedia. This is the NBA definition of a clutch basket, which is within 5 minutes to go and a team within 5 points. Most of those shots that Steph made, all but one, came where they were leading by 6 points or more. They were not clutch. He made one clutch three in the Olympics in that big game. That was it.
So, Rob, you're telling me up by six with a minute left and Steph hits a crazy step-back right-wing three, which we've seen like 20 different times, to put the game on ice, that's not important enough because it was a six-point lead. He put the game away, didn't even let it get down to the finish.
It's not clutch according to the NBA. Do your homework and look up what they consider a clutch shot. It is, quote, any shot taken in the final 5 minutes of a game in which the score differential is within 5 points.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, Rob.
NBA, I'm telling you. So I agree with that. That's a clutch shot.
Okay, so anything outside of that realm doesn't count. I think what Grandy's asking you, Rob, is go inside your brain, your heart, and your soul as the NBA longtime fan and reporter you are, and tell me what you see. You genuinely see a player who sucks in the clutch?
100%. I think he's bad. 0-for-14. When you're that good of a three-point shooter and have made some ridiculous shots, for you not to be able to convert in the biggest moments is mind-boggling. I'm not saying he has to be 14-for-14, but 0-for-14? I mean, 0-for-14? That's unbelievable. There's something there that doesn't make sense. That one time he didn't close his eyes and get lucky or bank off a three or something, or rattled around like who was the one who had the bouncing three? Oh God! But you know what I mean? Making some sort of lucky shot, Kawhi shot where it bounced on the rim 8 times and went in for him. He hasn't had one of those. I'm just shocked.
Rob, I imagine you must have been pretty upset when Steph won last year's clutch player of the year, huh?
Yeah, because it didn't include the playoffs. Absolutely, anything. If I'm a player today and I'm guarding Steph, I would yell to him while I'm guarding him. Playoffs. This is for the game, postseason, and then he'll probably miss the shot.
Rob. Rob. Rob, they didn't go to the playoffs last year.
I know, because Steph's not clutch.
Steph's not clutch. You saw Klay Thompson. You saw Klay Thompson go 0-for-10 in the playing game, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah. I mean,
saying is the numbers speak for themselves. I know people are driving around and you don't want to believe it. But just do some research. Do some homework.
Okay.
You know, get out of your feelings. Do some research.
Yeah, but Rob, let's, you know what? And I do want to get your thoughts on the actual Warriors this year collectively. But you keep making that statement about 14 shots. I think Steph, give or take a year or two, has played almost 14 years in the league. So what you're telling me is that you would like to take someone who's been playing for 14 years and now collectively decide on his legacy based on one shot per year. That's essentially what you're telling me right now. Rob, I'm using your numbers against you.
No, I'm telling you, when you want to crown somebody the greatest ever, you should nitpick and look at it for you to really feel good when you talk about it. When I talk about Michael Jordan or I talk about Joe Montana, and I look at those guys, and I look through their stats and what they were able to accomplish. Joe Montana is my GOAT when it comes to the NFL and a quarterback, not Tom Brady. Joe Montana, 4-0 in the Super Bowl, 11 touchdowns, no picks, the highest quarterback rating. He won 3 MVPs. He won 2 with Jerry Rice. He won 2 without Jerry Rice. He's my GOAT. And those are the things I look at. He didn't have to have the greatest regular season. When it mattered most, Joe Montana showed up. And I'm telling you that Steph hasn't done that, so I can't crown him the greatest. You want to say he's the best three-point maker in the history of the NBA? I'll give you that. But the greatest shooter? I would take Michael Jordan over Steph Curry any day to shoot the basketball. Michael Jordan shot 50% from the field in his career. 50.
Well, now you're talking
look it
about
up. 49.7.
But that's scoring, Rob. That's scoring.
No,
if you want to say,
I'm talking about shooting. I still would take MJ.
But Rob, if you're talking about great shooting, again, if you want to not make this about exact words, you're talking about outside shooting. Michael Jordan, I mean, I don't even know how many times he shot a three-pointer in the playoffs. Like, I guarantee you Steph has made more than Michael's even attempted. So, like, that's that cross-era thing, and you're crossing styles there, too. Nobody said Steph's a better scorer than Michael Jordan. Nobody said that.
I didn't use the word scorer. I said shooter.
Right.
I'm going to ask you, Mark Willard. I'm going to ask you one thing, Mark. Okay. You're down one. and you need somebody to make a shot for you, are you giving the ball to Steph Curry or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, but that's not the statement that you made.
Okay, here's my point.
But that tells you that
Steph's not the greatest shooter.
No, that means that you're using the wrong word, because you just asked
me. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I said to make you a shot.
Right,
no,
make
I
you
didn't
a
say
shot.
A layup or a dunk.
That's a shot.
Shoot the ball and win the game.
Ask me again which one I want shooting when I'm down by two and I'm going for a win on the road.
No, that's not what I asked you.
But Rob, that's what we're talking about. You use the word shooter. Steph Curry is twice the shooter that Michael Jordan is. He's not the scorer.
No, he's not.
Based on what? Well, would you like me to look up Michael Jordan's career three-point shooting percentage?
No, but look at this. Michael Jordan, if you add in his missed threes or whatever, he still has a higher field goal percentage than Steph Curry. He does. It's fact.
Yeah, right, which is completely twisting the numbers in your favor because they shot
from...
No, it ain't.
Field goal percentage.
Right,
period.
But Steph Curry is shooting those shots from further from the rim, and he is 5 inches shorter. You can't compare these things, Rob. If you're going to use the word shooter, and you did, I don't think you can make your point. I really don't.
I can't make my point. If you're talking about Steph and three-pointers and you want to crown him your greatest three-point shooter, I would take a big spot to make a three for a game-winning shot. I would take Ray Allen. I would take Reggie Miller. I would take those guys in a heartbeat. Robert Horry. I would take those guys over Steph Curry and wouldn't even think about it.
Robert Horry, who no one's paying attention to. Do you know off the top of your head Michael Jordan's career three-point shooting percentage?
No, you can tell me, guys. Tell me what it is. It doesn't matter to me. That's not the game that he plays.
Right, which I think is kind of fundamental to the point I'm making, but the answer is 32. 32% from three-point shooting.
He still has a higher field goal percentage than Steph Curry, period.
10 percentage points lower than what Steph Curry shoots from three.
Okay, but that's fine. But he also has a higher when you mix in his other shots, the mid-range and the other stuff that Michael Jordan did. He's a better shooter than Steph Curry. Not three-point shooter, better shooter.
Little semantics in my opinion, but I love you, brother. What do you think of Jimmy
Always.
Butler? What do you think of Jimmy Butler's addition here? What do you think they look like now?
I think you could ask me, are they bologna or filet? I'm going to go with bologna. I'm not buying into them.
I'm surprised, Rob, after what this conversation has been up to this point. So if you're looking at the West, I imagine you're high on OKC. I would imagine you're high on LeBron and the Lakers. What do you think? How do you view the Western
Conference? I'd imagine he's just high. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that too. Denver's also, you always got to put them in the mix. There's a couple teams. I know everybody wants to poo-poo OKC and act like they can't win or Denver can't win. I'm not as high on LeBron and them because of the defense. We'll see. Warriors will be there. I do not, under any circumstance, expect to see the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
What about round two, Rob?
Round two? Yeah, they can get to round two. That's doable.
Okay.
If they don't have to go in by the play-in game, they might have to make the play-in game. We'll see.
Yep. I get it. You do see them, though, like, as far as that trade deadline maneuver, like, how would you compare what kind of a puncher's chance you give them now versus where they were 2 months ago?
Oh, they were dead 2 months ago. I'll give you that. He's brought some life into the organization and to the team because they were dead on arrival. I don't know, Mark, were you at the game they lost by 40 points at home?
Yeah,
thank God. I mean, that told me all I needed to know about the Warriors this year. I couldn't believe that.
Rob, your show is getting started here shortly, right? What are you hot on today? What crazy thing are you going to say next?
I don't know how crazy. You know me. Yeah. We're talking some college basketball and about college coaches who really need to win a championship. You know, is it Coach Cal? Is it Tom Izzo? Is it Rick Pitino? Who needs to win a championship the most out of those guys, the old guard?
Who do you like to win this whole thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking about Houston, maybe. Something different, you know what I mean? And Sampson trying to win his first. I don't know. What about you? Where are you going, to Duke, or are you going to some of these other schools?
I like Tennessee, but that's just because I like the color orange. I'm not going to act like I know college basketball, but I do want you to know, Rob, it sounds to me like you haven't filled your bracket out yet. You understand that you're late, right?
Yes, I'm very late. I already got it, yes.
Rob, real quick before we let you go, I want to give you a chance to redeem yourself in the eyes of Warrior fans. So maybe you don't think Steph's the greatest shooter of all time. What do you think about Draymond Green being the best defender we've seen in the NBA the last 10 years?
He's a very good defender. I don't know about if you put a parameter of the last 10 years. I don't know. I think Rudy Gobert has won more defensive Player of the Year awards than Draymond, hasn't he?
Yes, but Draymond.
I think I would go with Rudy Gobert.
I would go with that's a voter issue, not a Draymond issue.
I would go with Rudy Gobert, and I get it. You know, you're doing a show in San Francisco, so everything there is great, and every player should be in the Hall of Fame 8 times. It's okay, guys, to criticize the local players once in a while. It's not the end of the world. It's okay if they don't talk to you. It means you're doing your job.
He's the GOAT. He's the greatest hot take artist of all time. Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Always, always, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. He's the GOAT.
He can't get back in our good graces by sweet-talking Joe Montana.
No.
We're not letting that happen.
No, it's too late. Too late. Christmas card list off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.